Well, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to another service from our home to your home here at Unity Center of Light. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pam Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. Make sure you join us in Zoom right after. We're going to have some more discussion about, the whole idea of continuing virtual versus in person. So we'd like to have your input on that. But in the meantime, we're going to bring you this service virtually, and we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thanks. Good morning, Unity family, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we'll have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, August the 15th. The key word is joy, and the affirmation is, I say yes to the joy that invites me in this moment. Joy is the call of my heart. Whether I am at work or at play, I bring a spirit of joyfulness to everything I do. More than a mood or an attitude, joy is part of me and mine to live and to share. Like all aspects of my divine identity, joy flowers in my consciousness when I hold joyful thoughts and feelings. I express my joy as the excitement of anticipation, fascination at a new discovery, deep satisfaction in a relationship, and the tranquil glow from communing with God in prayer. My joy is contagious, and I love to share in it. I have feelings of joy when I take part in a friend's or family member's joyous moments, their celebrations and accomplishments. I feel quiet joy when I offer encouragement, and even when I give comfort, grateful to share the care and love of God. The scripture is taken from 1 Thessalonians 5:16, and it reads, Rejoice always. And now we'll have the message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So we are looking at a new concept today. And the name of the talk is called Prayer, Breaking Something to Break Through. And a lot of this has to do with this whole idea of, you know, where do we go from here in all aspects of our lives? And I'm working with the book by Gary Zukav. It's one of his new books, or his newest book, called Universal Human, Creating Authentic Power and the New Consciousness. Okay, and this is what he says in this book. He says, now something amazing is happening. Human consciousness is changing. This change is not happening in human consciousness. It is happening to human consciousness. Okay. Now, he uses an analogy that explains how throughout our lives, you know, we filled our consciousness with a multitude of different thoughts, knowledge, ideas, perceptions, beliefs, opinions, prejudices, and so forth. The thoughts and things we put into our consciousness may have changed our way of thinking and believing, but they did not change the nature of our consciousness, meaning we're still pretty much remain five-sensory beings contemplating five-sensory thoughts and things within our five-sensory consciousness, okay? So it's the idea if we put new, seemingly new stuff into our consciousness, but it didn't really change the nature of our consciousness itself. So Gary Zukav is saying that our five sensory consciousness now is changing because our perceptions are changing. And the changes in our perceptions are not new content in our old consciousness. Rather, our new perceptions are creating new consciousness. Okay? So the way we are perceiving things is changing. So no longer are we trying to put sort of new wine into old wineskins, and that's what we've been doing, you know, taking new ideas, new thoughts, new discoveries, putting into this old five-sensory wineskin thought process. Instead of the new wine, meaning our new perceptions are changing are creating new wineskin, or me, or what we're saying is new consciousness. Okay, so we're seeing things differently. And to better understand this concept, think of the talk by Reverend Ogun Holder last week, which was a really great talk. Okay. And he's one of the many who's rethinking the old traditional way of doing church. So instead of trying to refresh the old traditional way of doing church, putting new wine into old wineskins, there's a movement to reimagine a whole new way of doing church, putting new wine into completely new wineskins. Okay. And this movement, you know, this is a movement that's been going on for a while. And the thing is, this past Thursday, I didn't get a chance to sit down on the minister's meeting, but I saw the caption on it, and it said they spent that whole meeting talking about, are we going to be giving up our buildings? Okay? So there's a whole new thought process is coming in. So this movement to a new consciousness, away from old traditional ways of doing, you know, many of the things in our lives, it's been happening for a while. Okay, we just really never thought about it. We sort of accepted it without really thinking about it. Think about how we go to the bank. I mean, how many people have been to the bank in years? I haven't been to a bank. I can't even remember the last time. We're changing the way we shop, the way we attend seminars and take classes. We're changing how we meet with our doctor virtually. Okay, that's just to name a few of the things that are changing in our so that has changed our perceptions about how we used to do things in the old days, so to speak. However, some traditions are hard to break, especially those that affect us at a deep, personal, emotional level. And this is where prayer comes in, authentic prayer, because authentic prayer happens beyond the five senses. It is a multidimensional experience that occurs beyond the confines and limited beliefs of the five senses, which is, you know, the emphasis of the words of Jesus in Matthew 19:29. He says, and I'm paraphrasing, he said, in the five sensory limitations of the human mind, there are many things that seem possible, but in the multitudinous, infinite mind of God, all things are possible. Okay, so when we are contemplating the things in our lives that seem impossible, it is a signal that we need to become still and enter into prayer so as to break impossible thinking and break through to the possibilities that God has for us. Now, God being the divine principle of absolute good, ready to express in our lives when we become open to living outside the fence of infinite, of limited possibilities, okay? And again, I always like to emphasize God to get us away from thinking about there's some anthropomorphic being that's, you know, saying yes and no in our lives. There is a divine principle in which we live and breathe and have our being that is responding to what is happening within us. So Gary Zukav says we stand in two worlds, the new consciousness and the old consciousness. The new consciousness and the old consciousness overlap temporarily in this time of transition. Okay, so as we're going through the transition, there's an overlap between the old and the new. And he says that no humans have experienced this before. So what we are as a race are going through, no humans have experienced this before. The dying consciousness is familiar to the five senses. It is imposing and rigid. The new consciousness is evidence of our expanding perceptions. It is liberating and nurturing to the formation of new realities, okay? So I've said many times before that I believe that the real purpose of this pandemic is to shatter old traditions, old ways of thinking, and old ways of being. And the variants that keep coming up are saying to us, you're not there yet because you're not paying attention, right? So are we paying attention? Are we open to new perceptions that are outside of the old ways of being and perceiving? Okay. So St. Augustine, an early church, Christian church father and philosopher, he wrote, we come to God by love, not by navigation. So this is saying, in effect, that we cannot maneuver and strategize our way to God. We can only get into the realm of God mind by letting go and letting God express in us. So the letting go, we have been, you know, hearing so much about all of our study of this as truth students, is the idea of breaking something, okay? Remember the title is prayer, breaking something to break through. So the letting go is breaking, is the idea of breaking something so we can break through to a whole new way of seeing and being. And we cannot experience a breakthrough to new realities and new possibilities if we're not willing to let go of our old ways. And we need to think about that, you know, for a minute. Because there's so many things that I said earlier that we have this deep emotional connection to, that as they begin to give signs that they need to change, a lot of us will hang on to them because we have this deep emotional connection to it. So we need to have the faith and courage to step outside the fence. Okay, now this is going to be kind of the thrust as part of the rest of this lesson. We need to have the faith and the courage to step outside of the fence. Now, Gary Zukav explains, the five senses have been our fence. They confine us to experiences that are appropriate to our level of development. We've explored all that we could see, hear, touch, taste, smell, but we could not recognize these experiences as a fence or know their purpose while they confined us, okay? So while we were confined in these five senses, we didn't realize that we were confined. Now with a newly evolving consciousness, we're trying to go or we're going outside of the fence, okay? And that's frightening to many people, okay? Even now, you can see things on the news or people you're talking to, that, you know, things are changing. And this is frightening to many people. So, you know, they struggle to get back inside the fence, all right? So when we are outside of our comfort zone, we've struggled to get back into that comfort zone. We struggle to get back inside the fence, inside of our old traditions, our old ways of thinking, our old ways of being. But the fence now is wide open. So each of us must decide if we have this faith and the courage to explore the world outside the fence. And yes, it can be scary, because the way outside the fence is not yet fully developed. Okay? Again, the exploration of new ways of doing church is a good example of not being fully developed yet. There are workshops planned. Unity Village, I saw in the path that April sent to me that there's two workshops coming up. One is titled Alternative Ministry Call, Are You Engaged in Doing Ministry Outside the Box? And another one is called Creative Expressions of Ministry in a New Era. Now, neither of these are promoted as how-to. In other words, in these seminars or worship, they're not saying that we're going to show you how to do church new. Rather, they are being promoted as brainstorming sessions to figure out where church should go from here. Okay, and like I said, in these ministers' meetings on Thursdays, that's what a lot of the discussion is about, is that this old way of doing church is dying. And we have to figure out, where do we go from here, okay? And that's the challenge with stepping outside the fence. See, as long as you're inside the fence, well, you know, the stuff you're used to is there. You're comfortable. You can try to be creative in that which you know. But we're talking about stepping outside the fence, totally outside of what we know, okay? And we have heard remarks from millennials. They're not interested in old traditional church service. So change has to come. And therein lies the challenge of attempting to live life outside the fence, outside the confines of old traditional thinking. But the new path is being created as we prayerfully take each new step outside the fence. So we've got to be willing to take those steps, even though we don't know where each step is going to take us. That's the purpose of divine guidance, which you've received from having a prayerful consciousness. And this is where the power and guidance of prayer becomes of utmost importance. Because life inside the fence was somewhat predictable. And we could rely on our old familiar ways of thinking and doing and being. Both our intellect and our emotional nature had some context of what to pray for. So when you're inside the fence, you know what to pray for. because it fits within the contents of what you know already. But life outside the fence is new territory. As Gary Zukav said, the new consciousness and the old consciousness overlap temporarily in this time of transition. And he says, no humans have experienced this before. So it is legitimate to experience some angst when striving to make the transition from the old consciousness to the new consciousness. It is going to make us nervous, okay? And the thing is, you would really have to be going through life today with your mind and your eyes closed to the transition that is occurring, because the impetus for change in our perceptions is in the midst of us, and we are in the midst of change. So if we're not paying attention, it really is scary as we see things changing, because change is in the midst of us. Now, prayer you may find helpful in these challenging times, okay? I call it a discernment prayer, all right? Blessed Spirit, so many things are challenging me at the same time, but I must have the faith to step forward. And I know I cannot make this decision without your guidance. You are the only one who knows how this decision will affect me. I come to you today asking you to give me the faith and the courage to make sound decisions. Lord, help me to be a better judge in every situation that I face. Open my spiritual eyes so that I can see who and what I am dealing with and who and what I am courageous enough to become. Okay? So that's a prayer that you can work with, or whatever prayer helps you move through this process of change that we're in. Now, prayer gives us the ability to break through whatever is holding us back from stepping into the new consciousness. Now, Juan Ramon, now I'm not sure if I'm saying his last name correctly. Say it well for me, sweetie.
Jimenez,
okay. He's a Spanish Nobel laureate. And this is what he says. Now, this is interesting. I have a feeling that my boat has struck down in the depths against a great thing. And nothing happens, nothing, just silence, no waves. Now listen to this one, this is a question. Nothing happens, or has everything happened, and we are standing now quietly in the new life? That is a powerful thought, okay? Can it be possible that we are standing in the new life, the new consciousness, and just don't realize it, okay? Has the disruption caused by the pandemic done what it was universally designed to do, and we are just not realizing it, okay? Has it thrown us outside the fence, okay? Has the pandemic thrown us outside the fence, but in our unawareness, are we struggling to get back inside the fence, not realizing the incredible possibilities now available to us? And these questions are being asked about all of the many aspects of our lives. What new possibilities might, you know, we be unconsciously standing in, okay? Right now, standing in, it's sort of like the Bible verse. It says, you know, don't wait and say, you know, I'm waiting for the fields to become white for harvest. He says, look now, they're ready now to be harvested. So new opportunities in our lives are ready right now to be harvested. And it's not being able to perceive these new possibilities could be a factor of our unwillingness to be open to new possibilities. Being open is a prerequisite for being outside the fence, mentally and physically. Okay? And again, Gary Zukav says, you know, outside the fence is a boundless learning environment. It is an ocean without shores. It is everywhere around us and within us. We are not separate from the universe, and the universe is not separate from anything. Now, this is important. Circumstances, people, and events teach us about ourselves. Emotions are important. Experiences serve the evolution of our souls. We are being given the power to create the alignment of our personality with our soul. This is authentic power. Okay. So what we need to understand on this spiritual journey is that being inside the fence, meaning being inside five sensory perception, creates or causes us to believe that we are separate, separate from each other and separate from God. But as Zhukov expressed, we are not separate from the universe, because the universe is not separate from anything. We are one in the one. And yes, that statement, we are one in the one. I realize that statement will, you know, like that, it doesn't mean a lot to us when we are in a consciousness of separation. So if you're in a consciousness of separation, a statement like we are one in the one, that we are one with the universe, it doesn't really register, okay? But in the consistent practice of prayer, over time, this idea that we are one with the one, it begins to make sense. We begin to understand how circumstances, people, and events teach us about our universal connected, how universally connected that we are to each other and to everything. So again, prayer breaks the bonds that holds us in the old consciousness. Prayer allows us to break through to a greater understanding of our connection to all that there is. Knowing that with God, all things are possible. Okay. So when we really move into authentic prayer, what we're really praying for is that divine connection. And when we do that, we begin to understand that possible and impossible are two sides of the same coin. Now, in the old consciousness, we toss the coin hoping for the best results, okay? In the new consciousness, there is no coin toss, because we know that no matter what, we remain one with the one. So Zhukov stated, circumstances, people, and events teach us about ourselves. Emotions are important. Experiences serve the evolution of our souls. Okay? And there are so many things in all of our lives that, you know, we wish we didn't have to experience. Let me say that again. There are so many things in all of our lives that we wish we didn't not have to experience. Okay? My life, your life, we all have that dynamic going on. But this statement is teaching us that experiences serve the evolution of our soul. But the old consciousness cannot appreciate that statement. Why? Again, it is because in the old consciousness, there are so many experiences we prefer to avoid. Okay? And in old consciousness thinking, that is understandable. We would all go, yeah, all right? There are things that I want to avoid. In the old consciousness, inside the fence, the preservation of our personality is of our most primary concern. Okay? Inside the fence, the preservation of our personality is our primary concern. Connecting to our soul is not typically an aspect of our concern. Okay? Now think about it. How much time do you spend thinking about maintaining your personality as compared to think about maintaining a connection to your soul. Okay. Power inside the fence is perceived as what we can demonstrate through our personality. But the new consciousness, in that new consciousness, we receive authentic power from connecting our personality with our soul. And again, to understand this idea, the revealing word explains that personality is the sum total of characteristics that we personalize as being distinct to our individual self, independent and separate from others, as well as separate from the divine aspects of ourselves. Personality is a veil or mask we wear to conceal the real self, which is the spiritual I am. As the true Christ self emerges, personality decreases, allowing the real self to begin to express. This is exactly what John the Baptist, who represents personality self, was referring to when he said he, Christ self, must increase and I, personality self, must decrease. Okay. So our personality wants to remain on the inside of the fence. Our personality wants to remain on the inside of the fence and keep its old ways and old traditions intact. Our Christ self urges us to gently step outside the fence, leaving behind our old ways and traditions. It is in prayer that we receive this urging, Okay? Now, actually, the urging is happening all the time. But in prayer, we quiet ourselves so that we can truly hear the guidance that we're being given. And even though we may feel as if nothing is happening, okay, and we are stuck in the same place in our lives, again, as Ramon said, he said, he said, we may very well already be standing right now quietly in the new life and just do not know it. So it's important to understand that the breakthrough we receive in prayer doesn't always happen as an explosion that brings our attention to the fact that we are now standing outside the fence. You know, it doesn't come like that. You know, all of a sudden wake up one morning and go, oh man, I'm outside the fence. Or that we are, you know, somehow different. You might not even feel that. The ways of God are usually subtle. And the definition of the word subtle is perfect in this discussion. It means so delicate and precise as to be difficult to analyze or describe. Okay. Now, you may have folks saying to you, you know, there's something different about you. Or you may even feel or detect something different about yourself. But you quite can't put your finger on it. Okay, so it's typical, it's typically not going to be something where you suddenly proclaim, oh, shucks, I'm outside the fence. Okay, it doesn't happen like that. Okay, spiritual awakening happens as our personality begins to connect with our soul. All right, so spiritual awakening happens as our personality begins to connect with our soul. This usually happens gradually as we become more and more willing and able to surrender aspects of our personality and our quest to work through and let go of what we come to know, and moving to a point where in everything in our lives, we find ourselves expressing love. Okay, so let me just say that again. So it's a process where we get to a point where we begin to understand or realize that in everything in our lives, we're expressing love. And that is what it comes down to. If you want to know how to measure your spiritual progress, monitor your ability and willingness to express love no matter what. Now, is that difficult? Yeah, for sure. But it's the perfect barometer. Okay? So remember, self-observation without condemnation. You begin to recognize in certain situations you're not expressing love. Okay? That, for us, is a barometer. Okay, as to how we are doing in our spiritual unfolding. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with this affirmation from today's Science of Mind magazine. Okay, and it says, today I examine what is working and not working for me. I release what no longer serves me and replace it with new vibrant beliefs that place me on the path for spiritual growth. And so it is. And now we're going to have a meditation with Pamela.
Let's begin our meditation time by placing your feet flat to the earth, relax your neck and shoulders, and place your hands loosely in your lap. Gently close your eyes if you wish. Just find your comfortable space and place. Notice if there is any tightness anywhere in your body and breathe into those areas God's balm of rest and relaxation. Take another deep breath and let it go. Continue with your rhythmic breathing and turn to that deep inner part of you, the part of you that is divine and wholly perfect. As you rest in this stillness, you allow your hearts to open to the love of God that is within you and all around you. You are never alone. You are enfolded in God's tender care. You are calm now. You are serene, and you are at peace in this moment. This holy instant is enough. Focus on this moment and feel God's love, feel God's comforting presence. If painful thoughts come up, allow them to be, and then return to love's embrace. If feelings of sorrow come up, allow them as well, and then return to love's soft and tender embrace. You are never alone. Join me now as we pray for all who are affected by the pandemic and all who are in the midst of the fires. This beautiful prayer is courtesy of Unity Worldwide Ministries. Gracious Spirit, we know that our consciousness makes a powerful, positive difference. One of the greatest gifts Unity offers is to stay positive and hold a prayerful high watch. We join in prayer for those around the world experiencing the effects of the pandemic and those who are experiencing the effects of wildfires throughout the Western United States, Canada, and parts of Europe. We join together affirming God's powerful presence in the world and in our lives. We hold a prayerful high watch, including the vision of the end of the wildfires and the pandemic. We also pray for Mother Earth, remembering that this is our home. We should treat it with respect and love, and all animals of all kinds. Every living thing is connected to us, and we are connected to it. We know that whatever challenge may be unfolding, a stream of healing blessings and cooling waters is pouring forth now, and we are grateful. Let's join together in one consciousness now as we go into the secret place of the Most High, a place of peace, love, joy, and faith, a place we can enter into at any moment of the day. So we walk towards the door of the secret place, and as we reach the threshold, we remember that to be able to enter, we must surrender and let go. What is it that you are holding onto now? Emotional and mental baggage, even physical baggage. Allow it all to fall away, and when you feel lighter than you were before because you have let things go, take a step through the door and settle down into a seat. And as you sit there, you feel the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit flooding over you, flowing around you and through you and out into your world. And now let's be in the silence. We thank you, Lord of our being, that you have heard our prayers and answered them at the same time. We express our gratitude and love for all the blessings that we are experiencing. Thank you, Lord, in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen. When you're ready, open your eyes and come back to your surroundings. And know that Unity Center of Light is always here for you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. This is the time we open our hearts and minds and allow the blessings from the universe that flow into our lives, flow into our spiritual home. And we always take the opportunity to thank you for supporting Unity as we go through these different times in our worship, our way of doing worship. We ask you to hold those offerings in your hand, in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit as we say our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue thy healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And you have light notes?
Yes. Light notes for today, Sunday, August the 15th. Michelle Senegal will be our guest speaker on Sunday, August the 22nd at 10:30 a.m. Please join her and your fellow congregants as she shares her message on It Is Well With My Soul. Special guest musician is Safi. Following the service, Michelle will facilitate a special Unity edition of Courageous Conversations. In this session, we will view a video from Reverend Jim Blake of Unity World Headquarters regarding the history of the Unity movement related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Following our Sunday service, we will have discussion on how we feel about what we have learned and how we see ourselves in the future progression of our Unity movement. These discussions may help each of us discern what is ours to do. Unity Worldwide Ministries invites us all to join friends around the world in prayer to affirm this year's theme, All Is Well With My Soul. Participate in the opening ceremony on September the 8th at 7 p.m. and then throughout the day on September the 9th to restore inner peace and nourish your inner being. Please visit worlddayofprayer.org to register and get more information. You may also take a look at your newsletter and updates for further information.
Okay. All right. Now we're ready to bless the
path. Yes. Let's bless the path that we will walk this week by saying our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto. Together, I go forward in the spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
And now let's do our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So, it's been a pleasure to bring you this service today. We hope to see you in Zoom right after this so that we can just have some more discussion about this idea of breaking through. Where is the new church going? So we look forward to seeing you there. Otherwise, have a wonderful week.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Family. Bye-bye. Okay.